I think what he did was wrong. You know, these are issues that are bringing confusion in some countries where somebody comes to say there's FCC happening. So if Libyans apologize, he has already committed an offense.
Okay, that's what he thinks about that. Let's keep the conversation going via our WhatsApp line, 0978-895-895, also via our Facebook page, Phoenix FM Zambia, on the Phoenix Breakfast Post. So far, grateful for the contributions, your messages so far. Varying points really coming out. Others who feel that he has every right to pursue this, and others who feel that, you know what, they didn't just accept defeat. Let's move on. Besides, this will still come back to taxpayers' money being, you know, used. And also, we have an election coming up in a few months' time. So others feel that you should just wait for that.
You wait and see. If the current elected candidate doesn't make it.
But also, I mean, it just has, what, like 2 months? 2-3 months?
And that's why they just let it go and wait for the election.
So I've been wondering how, why people making so many promises when you just have about 2-3 months to...
Yeah,
I even wonder how much work you'll be able to
so
do.
So it's time
in this
to go
period.
Back to the drawing board and make sure that you have your ducks in a row when the elections come up.
Mm.
Make sure that yes, you win fair and square.
It could also be about his adoption because he was not, remember, he wasn't the first choice. They chose somebody. The UPD chose somebody. Then they realized, okay, there's a problem there.
Mm.
They need and to they, put some things in order. Then they went for him, and then he and loses.
Then,
so he's probably like, ah,
look at what's happening now.
Maybe that's why also the party is like, no, just accept defeat.
Because you are not...
Maybe they know that, brother man, you're not even the one we wanted first, so please.
That's not nice.
That's how it looks. Even the president's like, hey, we accept. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we move on.
Let's get into the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back-to-school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Bookworld are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Bookworld has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Bookworld store countrywide. Bookworld, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your store. Story matters.
Good morning. The headlines. Zambia signs a deal with Tanzania for multi-purpose petroleum pipeline. Government considering recruiting an additional 2,500 health workers this year. And in global news, rescuers try to reach people missing in landslides as rains wreak havoc in New Zealand. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Energy Minister Makozo Chikwete says Zambia has signed a bilateral agreement with Tanzania for the construction of a multi-purpose petroleum pipeline to transport Jet A1, petrol, kerosene and other products, aside from the monthly secured offloading for a 100,000 metric ton diesel vessel. Mr. Chikwete says the agreement is part of efforts to ensure predictable supplies and stable pricing of petroleum products, minimizing disruptions to businesses and the economy. The minister has told Phoenix News that the technical teams from both countries are working to operationalize the project and mobilize contractors for construction once agreed upon by the two governments. He adds that short and medium measures have also been adopted to safeguard availability of petrol, Jet A1 and other products, while the multi-purpose pipeline is developed to ensure supply is not disrupted.
Other than the old pipeline that just brings diesel, they are now directing to make sure that we construct a new pipeline, a multi-purpose pipeline that we are going to construct, which will be bringing in petrol and Jet A1. So these are the plans which will see this country enjoying better services, and the construction of this pipeline will reduce the pump price for the petrol and the other products that will be transported using the pipeline. The bilateral agreement was already signed, and what is remaining is now to see how we are going to bring in these contractors who are going to implement what the two governments have agreed upon in terms of constructing the new pipeline.
Health Minister Elijah Muchima has disclosed that government may recruit an additional 2,500 health workers, mostly doctors, this year, using external financing in a bid to reach the World Health Organization, WHO, recommended ratio of one doctor to 1,000 patients. Dr. Muchima has told Phoenix News that the ministry is working with the main doctors' association and public service commission to promote and recruit doctors and other health workers who have been in the database up to 2023. He says government is determined to reduce the gap between patients and health workers, as evidenced from the over 20,000 health professionals who have been employed in the past 4 years. Dr. Muchima has highlighted that the growing population necessitates the recruitment of more health workers, and government is exploring external financing options to support the initiative.
The population is growing. The need for doctors is there, but we need to have the capacity to need our money. I've just been saying we are looking elsewhere other than direct on our budget to see where we can find resources to recruit more staff. But so far, so good. And even this recruitment, we are working together with the Association of the Doctors, with the Public Service Commission, to see how we balance the equation. We are looking at all those with the database up to 2023. After that, then we shall be also likely, okay, even this year, 2026, there will be recruitment of 2,500. It's an ongoing exercise.
Governance expert Gilbert Chisenga is urging opposition political parties to brace themselves for tougher times as the August 2026 general election draws closer. Mr. Chisenga has charged that the enforcement of the Public Order Act, Cyber Security Act, and Cyber Crimes Act will be applied impartially, and opposition parties must get used to this. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Chisenga has cited the detention of Matero Member of Parliament Miles Zampa and attempts to block Patriotic Front presidential hopeful Makhebe Zulu from meeting chiefs and party sympathizers in the Eastern Province as examples of what lies ahead. He has emphasized that Zambia is a peaceful and democratic nation, and maintaining a calm, inclusive and conducive political environment is necessary for all participants in the electoral process.
Temptation and also the danger for them being politically arrested during political maybe directives, so that they do not continue with their mass mobilization of their voters. And also to the police, we have seen, for example, what happened in Malambo at the residence of the PF aspiring party president and the presidential candidate for 2026, Makhebe Zulu. The police going to his private residence, trying to stop the people that went to see him. And when look at the videos, those people looked very peaceful. So those are signs of maybe bigger things to come. Also, the arrest of the Matero Member of Parliament.
Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa says the passage of the amended Independent Broadcasting Authority IBA and ZNBC bills last year shows that the UPND government is not afraid of criticism. The bills, which are awaiting presidential assent, compel the national broadcaster to cover opposition political parties and divergent views. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mwetwa says the reforms will transform ZNBC into a true public broadcaster and strengthen IBA's oversight powers to support pluralism, public accountability, and equal access for all political stakeholders. He states that the legislative changes aim to encourage broader citizen participation in national development by giving opposition parties and other stakeholders access to national airtime and ensuring ZNBC is no longer a government mouthpiece. Mr. Mwetwa adds that the reforms are part of government's broader agenda to promote freedoms, as seen in the scrapping of the death penalty and defamation of the president law.
It is expected that once this law is fully implemented, it is going to encourage a better perception and participation by citizens in the affairs of their national broadcaster, which now